It's time to hack the movies with Tony and Newt and Crystal.
Hello, Crystal.
Hello, Tony.
So good to do another review with you, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Guess what, Crystal?
What, Tony?
Newt's not allowed to talk unless we let him. Because when he was drunk, not only did he make the episode Batman Forever go over 2 hours long, which I had to edit it in a short amount of time because I was going away, he also talked over you a lot.
Is it my birthday? Is it so, Christmas?
Hold. No, so we will let Newt talk when we deem it worthy for him to talk.
Best day.
That being said, we are doing Evil Dead, the remake.
Woo!
2013. Newt.
Yes.
What do you think about Evil Dead 2013?
Oh, I'm allowed to talk now?
You're allowed to talk right now, but when Crystal starts talking, you stop talking.
Wow.
So I don't have to see a million comments on my phone all saying the same thing.
I love it, though, when they give me the... I'm like, they only give my power, like...
So anyway, Newt.
It's like feeding you.
Yeah. Evil Dead 2013. I was down on this movie.
I think I should just start talking as soon as he starts talking. That way... Yeah, I think this is going to be a great episode.
It's going to be a great episode. But Crystal, I want to know what he has to say. Can you finish that thought, Newt? You were down on the movie.
So I was down on the movie when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
Because Evil Dead, much like Saw, is Kieran's favorite horror series.
Yes.
Evil Dead is my favorite horror series. I have a Necronomicon wallet that I've had forever that I carry around. It's falling apart. So when I first heard about this, I was like, And then back in like the early 2000s, at one point, like... Ashton Kutcher was going to play Ash and Marlon Wayans was going to play Ash. They were trying to do like a reboot.
I remember that. Yeah.
That was like in 2003, I think they were thinking about doing it.
It was around the time that they wanted to try to do Freddy versus Jason versus Ash and to reboot it.
I never read that comic. I heard that comic's pretty good.
It's okay.
But yeah, I never got around to reading it.
I just burped whiskey. I'm not drinking heavily. He is drinking.
He just started drinking.
Just started.
It's not going to be a shit show, hopefully.
Not this time.
I'm going to drink so much
So
more.
When I first heard about this, I was like, And then I'm a big fan of Diablo Cody. And I heard she was brought in to do...
You're real excited for the new Powderpuff Girls.
Oh, yes. You know what? You told me that was a thing. I was like, did I know that that was a thing? Is this the one where the guy who created Powerpuff Girls is in love with the Powerpuff Girls?
No, that was the recent reboot cartoon, which apparently also sucks. She's doing the live action one.
Looks horrendous.
Oh. Yes. Anyway.
And the girls don't look like they fit the part at all.
Is like Mojo Jojo in it? And he and
who knows?
Or she? Is it like, he or she?
Mojo
Jojo is a he.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the lobster.
The lobster is
person.
He or she.
Him. I love Powderpuff
Girls.
Wasn't
him the guy who's like, you got the stars of a butterfly.
Dude, we can talk about Powderpuff Girls all day long, but we got to get back to Evil Dead. So you're a big fan of Diablo Cody.
And then I saw the first trailer was at Comic-Con, and it was all practical effects and gory, and I'm like, let's see where this goes.
Well, this has the benefit of having Sam Raimi and Rob Tapper and Bruce Campbell in the executive producer chair. Not that bringing back the original people is always the best thing to do, as we've learned from, well, not the Star Wars prequels, because they're perfect now. Yes, we all love them. We love the Star Wars prequels. But like Alien, it's like, let's bring back Ridley Scott. It'll be just as good. It's like, oh, no, this is bad. Yeah.
Apparently, Bruce Campbell was the one out of everyone that didn't like it the most. Well, at least wasn't as thrilled about the idea. Yeah, everyone else was happy.
He's exhausted.
Sam Raimi's like, I'm doing Spider-Man's over here, and there's an Oz movie, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, here's... The realization of how long I've been doing YouTube garbage was a couple nights before this movie came out in 2013. Sean and I did it as a spoiler alert episode of Underbelly.
Not Sean from Movie Dumpster.
No, not Sean from Movie Dumpster. Sean from Underbelly and I did it because Justin Silverman was like, oh, I don't really want to see that. Same thing he said with Dread. And then both times he's like, man, I really wish I saw that in the theater. I was like, you were invited to come with us.
Yeah, he's a bandwagon fan of Judge Dread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thinks all the comics are bad. He thinks only that movie's good. Same thing with Mad Max. He only thinks Fury Road is good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why have I been friends with him for 21 years?
That's your choice.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of the series. I really like this movie. We covered it. I went back and I rewatched that episode from 2013. I was like, man, if I only knew in 2013. Looking at that fresh-faced little boy.
I love Evil Dead. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Army of Darkness, yeah. which we have on HD DVD. And then, of course, in high school, I found out about Evil Dead. Because like, yeah. Army of Darkness was not big, but like that was the one that was marketed the most.
I saw it in the theater yeah. in 92 when it came out, not knowing that Evil Dead 1 and 2 even existed.
It's like a lot of people also do that with like Desperado. Yeah. They don't realize that's
and
a sequel.
Years later, I saw Evil Dead 1 at a sleepover, and then I quickly went and got Evil Dead 2.
Same.
And Evil Dead 2, like... You watch those two movies. Well, 89 Batman is the movie that inspired me to make movies. Evil Dead 1 and 2 are like, once you see that you can make a movie that way,
yeah.
why would you make a movie any other way? Like, why wouldn't you have the fucking camera going crazy and all
yeah.
that? Like, it changed kinetic energy. Everything I yeah. write has something Evil Dead in it because I'm a hack, hence why I'm on this show. But I'm Sam Raimi and I have the same birthday, October 23rd, so...
You know... I have the same birthday as Adam West.
Yes.
And Jeremy Irons.
Oh.
Huh.
And Alfred.
Yes. And all three of us were in Batman movies. And Newt has not been in a
so
Batman
far.
Movie.
Because of his birthday. That what? Makes so much more
Crystal's
sense.
Crystal's still talking. Anyway, enough about Newt's birthday.
No one cares about his birthday.
Yeah, so I watched Evil Dead 1 and 2, fell in love with them. Mm. I wanted like Ash to come back and stuff, and then I heard they were remaking it. I'm like, And then I saw it with my cousin Monica. My cousin Monica's a huge Evil Dead fan. Mm-hmm. We saw it together. Actually, I think on Patreon, one of the only surviving reviews from when I did shit on Blip mm-hmm. is an Evil Dead 2013 review somewhere. It's one of the only ones that survived the purge.
Mm-hmm. Can we just make that the rest of this episode now? That'd be no. great.
And they're like, what happened to Tony?
That was at a time where I did lose a lot of weight and then I gained it right back. Anyway, yeah, so I saw the movie and I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't really revisited it that much. I watched it a couple times and then tonight I rewatched it for this.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It could be better, but it's definitely not the worst remake. It's kind of got that whole Dawn of the Dead 2004 thing yeah. where it's sort of doing its own thing, but covering some of the same beats.
This came out. Sorry. Are you going to talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. When this came out, Walking Dead was out. So we right. were in line for the movie before we reviewed it. And people are like, oh, it's the Walking Dead movie. And then the kids in the theater were like, where's Rick? And where's...
Ew.
Who else is on that show?
the fucking stupid
Daryl. What's... Who else is...
I forget that
Michonne.
Negan. Was he on the show yet? I don't even know who Negan is.
Yeah.
The
governor.
The cat. There's a tiger.
There's the boy. What the hell's the boy's name that no one likes?
Coral.
Anyway, so they thought it was The Walking Dead.
Yeah, they thought it was
upset.
The Walking Dead because it came out. It was called Evil Dead.
I had an experience with kids during Evil Dead. This was like back to back. I saw Evil Dead the one night and I dressed like Ash, which means I just wore tan pants and a blue shirt. And then the next day I went to the 3D re-release of Jurassic Park. So I dressed up like Alan Grant, which is just tan pants and a blue shirt. So I recycled the same outfit.
So you also now can double that. You can triple that up by being Psycho Gorman.
That's right. But I remember I'm waiting in line to see Jurassic Park and these like 13-year-olds come up to me and be like, hey, can you buy us tickets to Evil Dead? They won't let us in for it. I'm like, I was 20 something at that point. I'm like, I'm not buying young kids this. And like, yeah, we really want to see it. I'm like, hey, look, it was at King of Prussia Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, go to the mall. Just grab the original. It's right there. Yeah. Watch Evil Dead 2. You'll have a better time, yeah. I swear. So that's what I remember. And then I just the thing I remember most from this movie is that it made Evil Dead relevant again to the point they made a TV show. Yeah. And I love yeah.
the
TV
show.
The show
was great.
It's fantastic. Yep.
And if you want to hear me talk more about Evil Dead, me and James Rolfe did an Evil Dead like series, just the franchise recap on Monster Madness a few years ago. Yeah. So I really want to just focus on just this movie today.
This movie I didn't even realize exists. I forgot it exists. It is.
Don't interrupt words. Her. Let her finish.
Let me try to get words out by myself. I forgot it existed.
There you go.
Thank you. And then I watched it today and I was like, I first started watching this. I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this, because I was comparing it too much to the first one. I was like, they're going to do a... I completely forgot the whole premise behind it, everything. I was like, it's going to be exactly like the first one. They're going to try and do a complete remake of it. I'm going to hate it. First 20 minutes, I was like, they're trying too hard. The language was very... like, the script was just dumb and forced. And then it got fun.
Yeah, it works its way. Well, it goes a little too hard, too fast, and then it... slows down, and then when it works up, it gets a lot of fun. So what do you think the people of the Ukraine thought about this movie, Newt?
The people of the Ukraine didn't get a chance to see it because it was banned by their country.
Damn.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because I'm literally today working on the Monster Mania Monster Madness script for the Ukraine episode, and James and I are going back and forth on that, and I'm like, wait, this movie sounds brutal that I'm about to watch, and then it's banned for Evil Dead, and I'm like, oh, all right.
This movie was actually going to be NC-17, but they actually had to reel it in to make it rated R. They were going to leave it that way, but they wanted it to be released worldwide. Except Ukraine.
I don't know why they don't just... I feel like for a while everyone was releasing extended editions on home video, and then they just like stopped for a bit. Like, because then I remember for a while it was nice. Like, oh, you see the R-rated version in theaters because it has to be because boomers ruining the rating system millions of years ago, and it's inconsistent. It's a piece of shit.
This is inconsistent. Holy shit.
But yeah, then like on home video, because it doesn't matter, you can just get whatever you want. I wish we would go back to that. It's weird.
Yet they destroyed all the footage for Event Horizon, so we'll never see.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Version of that.
That is the only case where like I actually wouldn't mind a remake.
Yeah.
I really would not mind a remake of Event Horizon just to get like the actual story. But I guess we'll get into this movie.
Sure.
Newt, would you like to start? Because you wrote all the notes this time.
I did write them.
Every single review we do, I write my own notes because I am my own. Is this going to kill you this entire episode? I hope this slowly kills you.
Our fans are loving this, I guarantee it. Keep going, Newt.
So this film used 70,000 gallons of fake blood. In an interview, the director said he used 50,000 gallons for the final scene alone. When it rains blood, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
If you take the first letter of every main character's name, it spells demon, which I thought was kind of cool.
It could also spell gnomed or Modin.
Modin.
I will run I'll run that past the people.
Or Omned.
Omned? Okay.
I think it's just a coincidence you're reading into it too much.
That's true.
I'm really bad at Scrabble, by the way. Anyway, keep going.
But it's David, Eric, Mia, Olivia, and Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said Diablo Cody, who wrote Jennifer's Body. Yep. I told you guys you should watch that movie, and then I didn't get to be in the episode. That's fine.
That episode did very well. Yeah, that's Crystal. What
I heard. I did. Really enjoyed Johanna a lot more.
Yes, we
really bonded. I think she's my new best friend.
Yes. Anyway, continue.
Diablo Cody was brought in to Americanize the screenplay because the director and the original writer were Spanish.
Yeah.
So she was brought in to punch up some of the dialogue and make it sound a bit more American.
Okay. I like you have here the sound of the fly in the beginning during the credits is the same one they use for the fake logo at the beginning of Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2, the distribution company, De Laurentiis Films, was like, we can't put out Evil Dead 2. So they had them create, was it Rosebud?
Yeah, it was like Rosebud or something. They shot like a stupid logo.
And it was fake just so that they could not have their name on that, but there's a sound of a fly in that, and that same fly appears throughout this movie. So,
yeah,
and throughout the movie, there's a lot of original sounds that appear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the beginning of the film, there's a bit of a fake out. We see a girl wandering the woods, and then she gets kidnapped by mountain people. And for a minute, I'm like, is this Wrong Turn?
It did look like it.
It did seem like a Wrong Turn. And then she's in a basement. One of the mountain people has like a messed up face, and there's like a witch lady, but it turns out they're the good guys.
Mm-hmm. That witch lady is actually the the demonite.
Deadite.
Why did I say demonite?
Sorry, I spoke.
Oh my god. The Deadite in the pilot episode of Ash vs. Evil Dead. That's the same lady.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's that's in
funny.
Both.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, it turns out the daughter's the demon.
Mm-hmm.
I will rip your soul out, Daddy.
And in a movie that was advertised as being so practical effects heavy, with so much practical effects, they're very proud of their practical effects. And don't worry, fans, we got a lot of practical effects. They decided to have the most digital opening of a horror movie I've ever seen.
I do like that the dad comes out and he's like, she's like, "Where's mom?" It's like, "You killed mom."
Yeah.
And he like lights the match. He's like, "Daddy, I'll swallow your soul."
Yes.
But like the fire, like, I get using digital fire, yeah. I get it, but it's just like for the opening of the movie where you're trying to get like old school fans and stuff on, like, they don't want to see cartoon fire.
But then he blows her head off with a shotgun and then bam, there's the title screen, you know?
I like that. I like that.
I don't think that scene was needed though. I like the scene. I just.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I like
needed.
It, but I just wish it wasn't part of the movie.
I mean, the original movie starts with them getting cut off by a truck.
Yeah.
And then Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert as fishermen waving at them.
Yes.
Didn't they like... Oh, no, that was after that. There was a guy, there's like an extra in the background of one of the Evil Dead 1 when they're going over the bridge. Just a guy in the background.
Yeah.
And I think a newer release deleted him.
Oh, really?
Really?
I think. I have to double check that.
Is it like the car in the Lord of the, Fellowship of the Rings?
Yeah, that goes one by. At least.
That's amazing.
That one at least was deleted before it hit home video. Like, they found that out in the theater.
I remember seeing it in the theater and being like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to the cabin in the woods. Mm-hmm. Not the cabin
not
in the
cabin
woods.
Not the cabin.
But a cabin in the woods. And what is it? It's the girl Mia, played by Jane Levy, who's had a very big career after this. She was the star of Suburbia. She was the first... who's that character on Shameless? There's a really popular character on Shameless, and she was like the first actress to play her. And now she's on that... Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist show. And you want to know why I know about that show?
Why is that?
Because before I got YouTube Premium, I had to deal with YouTube ads. And it's not exclusive to this show, but a lot of networks do this now, where they buy ads to go in front of YouTube videos, but it's actually whole episodes of shows.
What?
So when Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist came out, I go to click on a YouTube video and it's like, here's the ad. And sometimes, you know, you hit skip ads, but if I'm like doing stuff in the background, I'm like, oh, whatever. And for a while, I'm like, this commercial is going on really long. And then I look, it's the full episode. It's like a 40-minute. They put the pilot out as a YouTube ad.
Oh, that is so weird.
There's a lot of people have been doing it. Someone went to watch one of our videos and they got some weird scripture thing that was 50 minutes long, and he was updating. It was Dr. Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Love Dr. Harley Quinn.
That nut job. And he sent me, like, he was live tweeting watching this 50-minute thing because I told him not to skip it. By the way, I know I'm complaining about this right now and how annoying 50-minute long ads are. You are not allowed to skip a 50-minute ad if it plays on my channel. I just want to let you all know. I'm allowed do as I say, not as I do.
I like this my channel stuff. Not our channel.
I'm sorry, sir. Who are you? Are you looking for a tape?
Only since I got here, the show's become a bit more popular.
When I talked to him,
I brought Crystal. I'm sorry.
He always says, he goes, I'm the co-host. We would put you in more, but I'm the co-host. I'm like, I'm just the person, I guess, he picked off the side of the street once in a while that gives him a ride here, or he gives me a ride here, apparently.
So listen, Nate and Christina, I'm talking. You're not allowed to skip 15-minute ads that play before or during the episode. You're not allowed to skip any ads, or I will ban you. I know what you're saying, Tony. How could you ban us? You won't know if we did it. Just take my word for it. Do not skip 15-minute ads. But also, I hate 15-minute ads.
So Justin calls me at 3:00 in the morning one night.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why anyone I work with should call me at 3:00 in the morning unless something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to you. Oh, I'm like, what? What's going on? What's going on? I can't have you not have YouTube Premium, so I gave you YouTube Premium. You couldn't have texted me that?
He texted me that.
Oh, and he goes, ha, 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 good night. And he hangs up on me because he's a monster.
Yeah.
And this is what he does to me.
Yeah. That sounds worse than my drunken 3 a.m. calls to you.
I don't talk to any of you motherfuckers at 3 a.m. I'm sleeping.
I don't think I have your phone number. I just messaged you.
You don't. So Mia is sitting on Ash's Oldsmobile. We know a person who owns that car.
Mm-hmm.
If he still does, the director of Thugs vs. Dinosaurs, Trip Tiffany, he bought that car because he really liked Evil Dead.
Yeah.
and I'm guessing his family has money because I could not afford a classic car like that. And all he did was bitch about how it broke down all the time. Like, well, yeah, Trip, you
it's bought a 1973 Oldsmobile.
You bought a fucking 40-year-old car. Like, yeah. Of course, it's like you buy that car and you like show it off at car shows. You don't use it for everyday stuff. I tried to explain that to him. If he still has it, I should buy it off him. I would love to have the Evil Dead car.
Yeah.
But it is there. It is at the cabin.
And it's in every Sam Raimi movie.
Not every, but most.
Well, I loved how my favorite of all is how it showed up in The Quick and the Dead.
It was like
on a wanted poster behind in the saloon because it's a Western.
Yeah.
And it's on a wanted poster behind Gene Hackman's head. And he's had a conversation with Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie. And I'm like, it's a fucking old.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell got cut out of that movie.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It is in most Sam Raimi movies. So they're there because she's trying to quit heroin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going cold turkey, I guess.
For the second time.
And her and her brother have been estranged since her mother died. Her mother was mentally ill, and she had to be there while all of that stuff was going on.
And then
her
brother
was gone, so now her brother's back, and he's kind of has a rough relationship with his friends who were always there while she was dealing with it. Mm. So he brought his girlfriend, who's a nurse.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
I thought it was the other one that was a nurse. I thought it was...
The girl from Cloverfield is the nurse.
Yeah, that's not her girlfriend.
Okay.
The blonde was his girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. The Cloverfield girl, who is Jessica Lucas, I think, who was also in Gotham. She was really great in Gotham.
Who was she on Gotham?
What's the character? I forget, like, the superhero name and her actual name.
Mm-hmm.
But she... her and Barbara were like together.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's where I knew her from. Because when I was watching it, I was like, oh, because I just watched Cloverfield not too long ago.
Yeah. She ends up falling in love with the character who turns into Solomon Grundy.
Yes. Okay. That was her.
Yeah.
That's great.
Tabitha.
Yes. I think she's loosely based off one of the comic characters. But yeah, Tabitha. She was really good in that. She's really good in this. So while he's talking to Mia, there's more references. The Michigan State.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's where they filmed the original.
Well, that's also where the director is from as well.
Yeah. Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert from... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert are from there. You are right, Newt. And then they pull a reference. This is the dumbest one. He pulls out the necklace, a version of the necklace from the original Evil Dead, the magnifying glass one. Which I think I might have mentioned me and James's video, but real quick, the original Evil Dead, the ending was that the necklace, the magnifying glass looking necklace, Ash was going to use it to put it in front of the sun to burn the book. But they ended up realizing that would be too hard to animate.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got stuck with a shitty prop. And for some reason, this movie they kept bringing it back in the sequels. And even this movie was like, we're going to bring back that shitty necklace. Like, no one would ever wear that.
A girl at a convention one time had a prop. She had like a table of like jewelry that she made, and she made that necklace, and I was like, oh, it's cool. She's who I got the Dracula ring from.
Yeah.
I have the Dracula ring from Dracula versus Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of my favorite exploitation movies ever. Yeah. And it was like $30, but it's super cool, so I have that at my place. Yeah.
if you ever see that necklace again, tell me, because I actually would definitely buy it. If anyone knows anyone that has it,
well, I can't talk over you, so you'd have to call me and know that I'm seeing
it. Oh, this is forever?
Forever.
This is forever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, mandated happy birthday for me.
Don't get too happy, because you might get on my bad side one day. Someone might leave a comment, they're like, Crystal is distracting people from Tony, and then I'm gonna be like, you wear a bag over your head.
Oh,
you put a bag over your head with a cutout of your face on it.
Wow, the whole show should be
people tune into that and they're like, yo, this has gotten surreal.
Look, guys, you know, one day I might go drunk with power and literally just put the mannequin in another seat and green screen my head and green day, with me.
We have the mannequin over there with the $1,000 Sharkula head on it. So Jesus Christ. I thought that the cool idea for it was the fact that she's going cold turkey, and people who have drug addictions, you wouldn't know if it's in her head or it's not in her head. And then her saying that things were happening, her friends would say it's just a way for her to, you know, get drugs or to get out of there or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been in enough situations where I've had to be around people who have massive drug problems.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on a quick aside. I'm not going to mention any names. Yeah. A friend of mine's sister had a heroin addiction.
Okay.
And we had to drive her to a facility in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all set up. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive and it'll all be good. And then the morning of, the other two people didn't show up. So then I'm transporting said heroin addict to Delaware.
Oh.
And every 2 seconds that person is playing that song, it's like, nah, we are young. And I'm like, okay. So we get over the Commodore Barry Bridge into Delaware. And she must have realized where she was going. So I'm at a red light.
So this is like when a dog realizes it's not going to the park and recognizes this is the way to the
bed. She jumped out of the fucking car and fucking booked it across the Arby's parking lot. And I stopped the car and I'm screaming. I'm like, ah, back here. These three dudes thought that they were being like white knights. And they fucking pinned me up and against the car and were like working my ribs and stuff like that. Because they thought I was like takening this girl, and it turns out I was trying to help. So then I call my friend and I tell them what happened, and they were like, oh, that sucks. And I'm like, that sucks. Did you at least microchip her? Do you know where she is? I don't know what happened after that. I was like, you know what, I'm out.
I was gonna say, why did you even chase her? Like,
I didn't. I just got out and started yelling, and these three dudes were like, well, clearly.
So a bunch of cats are dead in the basement of the house.
You told me they were sleeping.
Oh yeah, they're sleeping. The cats are sleeping.
Okay.
Every pet you've ever had, Newt, is just sleeping.
It's up at that farm running around with the girl who ran out of my car.
Yeah, they're running together. The funny thing is, the girl got off heroin, but your cat is now on heroin.
She and I do a lot of ketamine together. I got keto. Or what's the thing called? The diet?
Keto.
Keto?
Yeah.
I got keto and ketamine mixed up. So now I just,
I've
sold all the copper piping in my apartment. It's
I actually had friends that they thought they were at a club doing coke, and the guy gave them ketamine instead, and they're used to ketamine, and they just fell into a K-hole so hard. Everyone thought they were drunk. And then the bouncers had to kick them out, and they got stuck in an Uber and couldn't move.
I can't relate to any of these stories. These drug addict stories or being possessed by demon stories, because I have Jesus in my heart and he always leads me on the right path. So they're touching a bunch of stuff in the basement.
They also know that someone broke in, though. Huh? So in the beginning, they know that someone broke in. That was a whole thing in the beginning where they're like, oh, shit, someone broke in.
The mountain people must have used that cabin to kill the girl earlier.
And then how come the mountain people don't come back?
No one comes back.
They're like, well, we took care of that demon, and clearly there's never going to be another demon.
They buried the book, apparently, but not well enough.
Yeah, when you find a book that's wrapped in razor wire.
And trash bags. Guys, cement.
Yeah.
Go to Home Depot. Get some of cement. I don't even think it's a 50-pound bag of cement. Just cement that bad boy, and then bury it.
Just drop it in the like a lake or something, too. Yeah. Like anything.
Because you leave a book covered in.
Drop it down the well. They see there's a well.
Yeah, there's a well. They drop the heroin down.
Yeah, look, you see a book covered in barbed wire and a trash bag. You're like, what's in there? You just see a thing of concrete. You'll be like, it's a thing of concrete.
Yeah.
Don't care.
After going through the room of dead cats or sleeping cats. So sorry. Sleeping cats.
Yes.
But also, if you see a room of sleeping cats sleeping upside down, don't you think you wouldn't stay there? And wouldn't it smell really bad? Because everyone's... she's the only one complaining about... Because they're all hairless cats that are sleeping.
Now that I think about it,
what if they be like,
hey, this smells really bad because cats pee a lot when they're sleeping. They're like, wow, this really sucks. We should probably... Guys, let's
there be a lot of flies and it be a lot more gross?
Look, we're going to give you another week of it.
Permission granted.
We're going to give you another week of heroin until we can spray some Febreze down here. And she's like, I'm just going to keep killing cats so I never have to get off horse. This is amazing.
So yeah, the one guy, long-haired guy, was he from something? He looked kind of familiar.
I looked up all of their credits. All of them are just in random TV shows. But a lot... Reoccurring. I can't speak English. A reoccurring character in a lot of TV shows, that's it.
This guy looked kind of familiar. He looked not quite like Paul Dano.
Yeah. He's better Scotty, though. Like, he's a far more competent Scotty in this Evil Dead
movie. Oh, he's like the Scotty type character.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, so he reads the book.
I had a Greek friend, and he goes, what does that mean? He goes, party down.
Oh, God, yeah.
But he wanted to look like the original character. His character's name in this is Eric, and he wanted to wear the glasses and try to have an homage to the original.
And he's reading the book, and I love how there's, like, just written warnings in the book. Like, please don't read this.
Which I ripped off. We shot that skit.
Yeah.
We shot a skit over the summer for something called Floaters, which is about haunted...
Which has evolved into something else.
Something else. Yes. Is about haunted pool toys. And the woman writes in Latin the things you can never say. And she goes, well, look, as long as no one ever reads these Latin things out loud, everything will be okay. And the first thing they do when he leaves is read them out loud. And then all the pool toys get possessed because the pool is built over a portal to hell.
Yes. Yes, you guys might see that at some point in the future.
I do full frontal in it.
So he reads the words, right? Mm-hmm. Or is he just looking at the words?
No, he says it out loud. Kunda, Estrada.
Mataza
Kunda. Yeah, but Kunda. The K and C. The Kunda is the first one.
Yeah.
Kunda is the... Because my phone kept autocorrecting to Canada.
And
I was like...
and then I love, like, as he's reading it, it's just like, meh,
mm-hmm.
meh.
I watched it in my office with earbuds in.
Mm-hmm.
And I... the sound design in this movie is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many little things that I didn't get when you see it in the theater and all that kind of stuff. We saw it in a really shitty theater that they had AMC had just... Remember when AMC did that thing where they redid all of their theaters?
Yeah.
And they put the reclining leather seats and all that? And I'll never forget, it was the first night that it was open and we went to go see the movie, but the sound system was all the same sound system we had when I was a kid. And it's like, everything's awesome, but the theater, like, some of the channels didn't work and all that kind of stuff. So now seeing it again, I was like, wow, like, especially when she's, like, cutting her face off later.
Yeah.
I was like, there's so many great little sound things, you know?
Montose. Honda.
And I like how the camera's just right up in Mia's face. It makes you very uncomfortable.
That's the whole thing about this. The movie has a lot of really cool, which I didn't really notice before, other than the scene with the trees attacking her. The camera is really uncomfortably close to people, and the backgrounds always feel like they're swelling. So they're in an environment, they're in a membrane, basically. They're in this place. Once they've woken it up, it's alive, and it's everything around them is alive, which I thought was a really cool idea, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get a version of the tree scene.
Mm-hmm.
You do. So she's out there. Well, also, can we just say about how Eric, like, in every single one of the pages, it says, do not read, do not read, in giant red letters, whatever you do, don't read out loud. Don't read out loud. Don't read this book. Don't even open it. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
And the words are actually scribbled out.
Why are they scribbling? Just get some paint.
Yeah.
Paint over it.
But he takes the paper and basically sketches over it so he can read it.
Yeah.
If something is that much covered up, I don't think you should read it.
Yes?
He's a teacher, though, so he clearly has a thirst for knowledge.
Is that what teachers do?
Some of them.
I know a lot of teachers that have no thirst for any knowledge.
I don't know. I knew teachers who were like, you know, they were excited about new information. And
I knew a girl who was a teacher who thought the sky was blue because it was reflecting the ocean. That woman teaches people's children.
My English teacher in high school, we had Express Yourself Wednesday every day. We had block scheduling in my high school. And for hours at a time, we had to
just
draw.
Right away, I'm very concerned with Express Yourself Wednesday, but keep going.
Express Yourself.
We had it every day where all you had to do was draw a picture of how you were feeling that day and just share it with the class. This was my high school English class. This is why I can't speak English very well.
Well, at least, do you know how you were feeling those days?
Yeah. So,
no, it was just me. Literally, honestly, if I took a black crown and I colored on a piece of paper and I said, I'm a depressed child, they're like,
so next. They wouldn't read a book because they thirst for knowledge.
No, she thirsts for a paycheck.
That's inked in human blood and bound in human flesh for anyone who's the same book we found for our AMC Plus ad. I don't know. Somewhere around here.
I can't believe that time Newt read that book and unleashed all those zombies and they ate Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
I that Justin died and then I guess came back. I don't know. We didn't really explain what happened there.
That's fine.
Because the continuity on the show is very loose.
We didn't explain it because we were so busy watching AMC Plus and all of its new worlds. Like, I do that more than anything now. Like, I've stopped working.
Yeah.
I don't care about having relationships with other people anymore. I just watch
AMC
Plus.
It's ruined your life, but you're very entertained. Anyway. Yeah, so they did the tree attack.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about. It's not quite
as rapey.
Not quite as rapey. Which we've mentioned before, The Evil Head, a porn parody directed by my friend Doug Sackman.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only... that has 100% less rapes than Evil Dead. So in Evil Head, they have to consent to the dildo tree. That's a real sentence I just said.
Yep.
That is a real sentence.
Can you say it one more time
Just so someone can make a meme. Oh.
Yes. In Evil Head, they had to consent to the dildo tree.
You do what you want.
So she's like possessed now, or is going to be possessed.
It's the vine coming out of Demon Mia's mouth is the worst CGI vine in the movie.
It looks creepy when it's going up her leg, but coming out of the mouth looks pretty bad. And of course,
every single fucking thing I have uses a reverse shot that I took from that scene.
Yeah.
I did a thing with you where we were doing an ad for the cult film series that we used to do at the theater. So everyone I know who has like costumes, like a dude dressed up as It and it was amazing, a guy dressed up as Captain Kirk from Part 6, they all came to the theater. And Crystal's this woman, Mr. Lobo's in it, and she's buying a ticket to the theater and there's all these monsters and stuff like that. And then she gets in the theater and Happy Goldsplat is there. Have you ever seen Mad Ron's Previews from Hell?
No.
That was a major influence to like everything I've ever done since I was a kid. It was the first ever like trailer compilation that I'd ever seen of Grindhouse trailers, but it was shot at the Lansdowne Theater. And when I rented as a kid, the guy at the BNC video was like, you know, that theater's like a half hour away. And I couldn't comprehend the fact that you could get a video at a video store that was made a half hour from my house in Marlton, New Jersey. And literally, like, my fucking head exploded. Then years later, when we started doing a midnight show, they contacted me, like, we're big fans of what you do. And I was 6 years old again, and I was like, how is that possible? It's like it's like when Fred Olen Ray was like, I really want to have lunch with you. I was like, I don't know what to do, you know? So it was one of those things. But so in that trailer, Crystal's eating popcorn and film comes out of the popcorn bag and wraps her up to the seat, and then when all the monsters around her and stuff like
we
that.
We did a That's reverse really photography cool. thing for something that might be seen soon if we hit the $1,000 tier.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
On Patreon.
Sign up for Patreon. You could see Crystal painted as a demon sexy.
Well, don't tell
demon.
Him what it is yet. Oh, surprise.
No, she won't be a sexy demon.
Back of the house. Is this after she's seen the body? No, this is when she's in the shower.
Yes.
She's already seen the what are you saying, the girls?
But she hasn't told her brother yet. She's just like in the shower.
No, she said she said there was something in the woods.
Okay.
And they think that she's just trying to get
away.
So before the whole tree attack, she sees it because she's pacing outside because she's going through withdrawal in the rain. And then she comes in and starts saying she sees a body, she sees a body, she sees a body, she needs to get out of here, grabs the keys, drives off, sees the body in the middle of the road, swears, go into the lake, Ash goes out of the lake, then the tree attacks and rapes her.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't really get raped. They don't really
they do, because it goes straight up the middle. Yeah. There's nowhere else to really go.
It's more like
it's
a
going
parasite.
Up some hole.
It's more like a parasite just going in a hole.
Wait, there's more than,
that's what it is.
Wait, there's more than one hole?
Maybe one day you'll see a naked lady.
So here's the thing. Jane Levy. Jane Levy's good in things. I liked her in Don't Breathe. Mm. I've seen her in movies. She's terrible in this.
No. You don't understand. There was something in the woods, David.
Yeah, I know, but look at the 1981 version.
Yeah, no, I get it. But
it's also like when you go into a movie like this, it's like you know where this story is like Titanic. We know exactly where this story is going.
Yeah, they're gonna pull into New York, safe and sound, and start a new life. And I've never seen the end of Titanic.
Cheech Marin and a blonde guy are gonna go. Well, better late than never.
But the beginning of the movie does make it feel as if it's going in a serious path.
Yeah.
The way that they kind of direct that, and that's kind of you start questioning. Shit, is this gonna be a really shitty remake where they take it too seriously?
That's what I liked about it though, was that because the first one, like everybody knows. Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, the video games, they're comedies.
Yeah.
The first one was playing it straight. They just didn't...
the budget, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know if you know this, guys, but I have a Godzilla podcast.
Yes.
And there's a lot of times where they're trying to tell a serious story early on in the series, mm-hmm. not later.
Yeah.
They're trying to tell a serious story, but it's limited by the budget. I feel the same thing with, like, the original series of Star Trek. I'm like, yeah. wow, this story's really good, but that alien is clearly a poodle with a horn on its yes. head, so it's really yeah. funny. So, yeah. yes, Evil Dead 1 is supposed to be serious and scary. There's some humor in it,
yeah.
but... the effects and stuff, it makes it seem like a comedy.
They still knew the budget they were working yeah. with, though. So yeah. it was still not as great. Like, they had, what was it? The original was $350,000. Mm-hmm. This new one was $17 million.
Yeah. Which You'd is low budget for a, like, an A-list, like, yeah. big theater release. That's mm-hmm. low budget as hell.
But I do like, because yeah. the first one, I mean, again, I can tell you every line in the first movie back in front. I know all the stories. We were having a conversation while we were watching it again about them, like how they did the Rambo cam stuff. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite line deliveries in any movie ever is when she's doing the tarot, the cards, like guessing the card. He's like, yeah. truly amazing. Like, he just, Bruce Campbell's line delivery in that, I was like, this dude's gonna be a fucking star. One day he's gonna be Briscoe County Jr.
yeah. So yeah, back in the movie, she gets in the shower mm-hmm. and she just runs the hot air, the hot water.
The furnace, like, explodes yeah. into fire.
And while that's happening, her brother finds out that their dog is asleep.
Grandpa.
It's just sleeping.
Grandpa was sleeping the whole movie.
Oh, it was sleeping.
Yeah, the dog was sleeping.
How come the cat, like, usually, like, the cat will come and snuggle up on the dog when they're sleeping?
They were really tired, sleeping at different places.
Oh. He was bleeding yeah. out his neck and sleeping. Anyway, I like when the brother, like, goes to the bridge and sees the bridge is completely wiped mm-hmm. out. It reminds me of
And they use the music stinger, too, yeah. from the original one.
Yeah, and then at this point, she's, like, fully possessed, right?
Yeah. yeah.
The fucking, like, the Oils. Bubble burns on her skin.
Yeah. I like when she comes in and she says, like, well, one by one will take you. It's a mm-hmm. lot like the original. Yep. She pukes blood onto what's-her-face's face.
The one by one will take you is not her saying it. It's mixed into the soundtrack.
Yeah, yes. It's from the original right? movie. The girl yes. played Cheryl,
and there's
yeah.
a couple times, because even when he's reading the book, like, what to do, you hear the doctor's voice yeah, doctor, also.
Professor Nobby.
Professor Nobby. Yep.
Yeah, and this is also when Eric realizes, because he's obsessing over the book and is reading it like crazy, and then you start to realize as the audience too that the book is now going to tell you step by step what's about to happen mm-hmm. because it says hot water boil
yeah.
all over the girl in the book, and then he puts two and two together that yeah. Mia is now boiling herself mm-hmm. in a hot shower.
Yes.
I do like in the book too, the one picture is the original poster.
I yeah. the love skeleton. That so much.
That's and then, one of the greatest movie posters ever. It's too out of my price range. I have a million posters, but eventually I'm going to treat myself and not feel bad about it and get an original linen backed Evil Dead poster, because it is one of that and Creepshow are two of my favorite movie posters.
I can
posters.
Just draw you a picture of it.
Oh, it's true. Yeah.
I can just draw you a picture of it.
You're that talented?
No, but I can draw a picture of it.
I don't want to spend like $300 on a poster right now when I'm trying to like do things with my life.
Then
she pukes blood.
She pukes blood.
Yeah. They throw her into the cellar, which is standard. But which they saw earlier that there was like blood and stuff around there.
Jane Levy actually said, because this was very taxing on Jane Levy, apparently, being in hours and hours and hours of makeup and all the physical work she had to do as an actress. She said the scene that she hated the absolute most was throwing up the blood all over Jessica Lucas.
Yeah.
She felt so bad for Jessica Lucas because that was apparently a practical effect.
Yeah.
And she had to just do that. She said she couldn't feel worse for Jessica Levy during
yeah.
that.
Which is, it's a staple of Sam Raimi movies, because I love it in Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah.
When they do it, when she just pukes all, the old woman pukes all over. I don't remember what her name is in that. But
when you're getting like just pounded with a whole Allison bunch of
Loman.
Blood.
Allison Loman, that's right. Go.
In our Pokemon slasher film, that is our short. I had to get squirted with blood, and it hurt so bad. It was so cold. It was like
keep going.
It was a hose.
Yeah, Jola Scola had built basically an air compressor to fire blood out at Crystal, but it was freezing cold.
So cold.
And the first time we did it, it came out way too hard. And I knew it was way too hard because I'm off camera calling action and she goes like this and her body got rigid. And I was like, oh, we're keeping that one in there.
I suffer way too much in your shit.
So then Jessica Lucas gets possessed. She pees herself a little bit.
And then reminded me of Friday the 13th Part 2. You don't see peeing yourself in a lot of movies.
And then she starts sawing off her face, and it sounds gross.
Yes.
And then what's his face walks in, And then nothing important happens. We can skip this scene.
No.
No!
Yes! Yes!
So she has a... So they're giving needles to Mia to, like, make her go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking... She just gets on top of him and just keeps stabbing him in the eye with a needle. And he knocks her off. She bashes her head. And he has to pull the broken needle out from underneath of his eye. So on... Friday, Joe Bob showed Dead and Buried, which is a great Gary Sherman horror movie. And we were in Atlantic City at the opening of the Lucky Snake Arcade.
Something like that.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
No, I said that and Justin was like, don't invite Tony.
Yeah,
like,
they all said that. I was invited. You weren't.
So we're there, so I didn't get to see it. So Saturday night,
yeah.
I'm rewatching it, and I waited for the scene where the guy is completely, he's burned alive, and he's completely in traction, and all he has is exposed from being bandaged up is his mouth and his eye, and the nurse jams the needle into his open eyeball. So I filmed that and sent it to Tony. And Tony's like, why would you do that to me? I thought we were friends.
And you know, it's funny. I knew ahead of time Joe Bob did something.
Because mm-hmm.
whenever I get multiple tweets from people saying, yeah. hey, Tony, did you see this? Oh, hey, Tony, you'll like this. You're not clever, you assholes.
We should do a whole Fulci.
I know it's an eye stabbing when you all do that.
We should do a whole Fulci series on Tubi Tuesday.
That would be great.
You know?
I'm going to pass. Anyway,
we'll show Crystal Manhattan Baby, not Manhattan Baby. We'll show you the New York Ripper. You'll love that movie.
Anyway, Jessica Lucas is dead.
Yeah.
And also, I hate when you do notes.
Why is that?
Because I try to put like the behind the scenes stuff and the post stuff separate, mm-hmm. and you throw them in the middle. So it's like eyeball stabbing, and then it's this gross $54 million. Blah, 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 blah. What? It's like, well, that should have been before or after, not in the middle of the notes, you asshole.
That is how his brain works, mm-hmm. though.
And then underneath, I can smell your filthy soul.
Yeah. Oh, no, because I knew you were going to read that, and I'm actually saying that right now.
So what is it? She attacks the nurse next,
She attacks the nurse next,
And
yeah.
she, like, that's where she splits
she's
her in tongue.
The she's nurse. Not the nurse.
She's the girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
She pulls her into the basement.
Continue, Crystal.
That is why, what was her name? Olivia. That's why Olivia was stabbing him in the face with the needle, because right. she was a nurse.
She was the nurse. Sorry.
She's just a girlfriend that you don't, her name's Natalie. She doesn't talk at all in basically the film until this scene.
Yeah, you really don't even realize she's there.
You forget she's there.
They need another body.
Yeah. So she goes into the basement and the filthy soul line, mm-hmm. and it's really gross when she's like splits her tongue.
She pulls out an
X-Acto
blade and she licks it and her tongue splits in half.
Love it.
We used to have a dude who was the IT guy at the Stone Harbor movie theater, and he was into body modification. He had a split tongue. He had big giant hoop earrings, and like
gauges.
Yeah, but the massive gauges. He filled his testicles with like saline.
Oh, my friend Dick Masterson did that. So a lot of people do this. It makes your balls big for a couple of days. And a few years ago, Dick Masterson on his podcast, he was doing it while it was podcasting. And then he had people in the room drawing what it looked like because he couldn't show it on camera.
Why would you want big balls?
It's temporary. He said it was awesome. Well, it was horrible when it was being done, but he said afterwards it felt pretty awesome. You just have giant balls. You walk around.
Is this like the South Park episode where he tries to get cancer?
Well, no, it's saline.
And they're just walking in their wheelbarrow.
Because it leaves your body.
And they're like, yeah, girls love it.
Yeah, they just
do
leave.
They?
No, I don't. Yeah. Hey, 3% girls that are watching this, do you guys like really big balls filled with saline?
Well, 3%. We haven't shot to the moon yet.
But like, okay. Even like a dick is good in the right light. Nobody ever wants to see a dick when they don't want to see a dick.
My
but
friend
balls
Dick,
are even like,
I'm sorry, it's
there
not
are
pretty.
People who shoot saline into their balls. My friend Dick tried it. He said as painful and annoying as it was, he said it was pretty great. I'm thinking of trying it one day.
You should do it.
I'm really thinking, I don't know who around here would do it.
We'll get some like fix
well,
a
we
flat.
Well, we know some people that would probably
do it. Yeah,
we
could
it,
probably
actually.
Help. I mean, I'm a registered nurse.
Like
you just
the guy's girlfriend
balls.
In this movie?
Yeah,
right.
Oh my god,
we still have one of the Midnight Show outfits of the nurse. Like I'll wear it.
Oh, I actually, I literally have a nurse outfit in my car right now.
If you live in the Philadelphia area and you do saline injections into testicles, hit us up. Anyway,
they're like, I do, but I don't. ever want to see that dude's
balls. You're going to have to see Tony's balls.
Your sister's being raped in Hellline. I think we agreed. It sounds weird.
She's like, come down here and I'll suck your cock or something like that. And I was like, this sounds out of place. It sounds like a bad Exorcist ripoff kind of thing.
But then I thought about it. I'm like, I don't think there's a lot of consensual sex in hell. So
she says, I can smell your filthy soul, and then bites her and then goes, kiss me, you dirty cunt. And why don't you come down here so I can suck your cock, pretty boy? I love those lines.
She calls him pretty boy.
I texted that to him.
And I was like, great. What am I in for tonight?
And then are we up to the nail gun now?
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry.
Not yet. So Natalie's hand or her arm gets possessed. It starts to get possessed. And I'm like, is this a callback to the original?
The trailer used that shot a lot of the hand. And everyone was like, oh, no. Also, the trailer used Mia saying, not another peep, time to go to sleep. But it's not in the movie.
From the movie. Mm-hmm. From the original.
Yeah.
When they make the Cupid doll demon.
Yeah.
So she ends up cut, and you just hear Mia down the base. No, don't cut off your arm. Don't cut off your arm. Don't cut off your arm. She ends up just sawing it off.
Because earlier in the movie, she's cutting meat with it.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And then so she goes to the sink and her hand is starting to get all gross and she squeezes out the vines from the thing from there. And then her hand starts to go all crazy. But there's that great scene where she's laying on the ground and it's starting to take her over and the door swings open and you see Mia under the floorboards in that famous Evil Dead shot. And I'm like, this is great. There's just, the thing I like about this movie is there's just enough Raimi-ism where it's like the movie is going at its tick at the director's style and then it'll hit you with those Raimi things so we know we're pulled back into that world. So when I saw this in the theater again, everybody was 13, and if I saw this movie when I was 13, I would have done this too. She takes the turkey cutter thing and she just fucking hacks her arm off and there's blood everywhere. You would think the Beatles showed up on the Ed Sullivan Show. The Beatles were a band that great-grandparents listened to. And the theater went fucking crazy. But the scene that really got everybody is when they come back in the room and she's like,
I feel much better now.
And I was like,
so the turkey cutters, I don't know if they, I don't know if they're good for sawing through human bones. Those are meant to saw through birds that have hollow bones.
But I mean, also stuff. Like she's, her hand was all, her arm was all like the fucking
decaying.
I guess. I was going to say, I feel like a
you're
turkey cutter.
You're thinking way too much into this now.
You're going to be there for a really long time with a turkey cutter.
I also don't think she would really survive I think you would actually end up stopping some way through because it's really hard to cut off your own limbs.
Have you ever seen 128 Hours when his arm gets stuck?
And he couldn't.
But there's this scene where he does it and they have that nerve that he hits and everything goes, like watching that in the theater, like I got squeamish from watching it because it does this thing in the sound design where it's like wow, and it's just like it feels like you can.
So,
I think I watched it with you.
Yes,
you know, we went and saw it together. Yeah.
So before that movie, that the real guy went on the Howard Stern Show when the Howard Stern Show was good.
Okay,
when Artie Lang was on it, like the bet.
I love Artie Lang
when he had a nose.
Yes, Artie Lang during the Sirius,
completely concave now.
Artie Lang on Sirius Satellite Radio, like the one of the best Howard Stern eras. And now Howard Stern's unlistenable. He's got to retire.
I didn't know he was still on.
He's still on. He's everything he used to make fun of Don Imus for. Mm-hmm. He is now doing. He's become like the old DJ that he used to hate. Anyway,
you either live long enough to be
So the real guy from 127 Hours came on. This is before they even did the movie.
Wait, it's not 128 hours.
I think it's 127.
Is it?
Yeah. So he said he was telling Howard and stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, when I was there, I and I think they do this in the movie a little bit. He's like, I was like dying, and you know, I saw like a vision of this young boy, and I'm like, that I gotta survive because that's gonna be my son, and I need to survive for my son. And then Artie Lang goes, man, the whole time you're telling that story, I was like, oh man, what if your son turns out to be an asshole? Anyway, back to you.
What happened to our kids? They become assholes or something?
So her arm's cut off.
Her arm's cut off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the nail gun,
and
right?
And the nail gun. And we have a nail gun in the other room.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Tony and Crystal were sitting in the conference room, and I walked up behind them, and I put the nail gun to the back of Crystal's head like American Psycho, and Tony looked back and saw it. Obviously, it was empty.
Yes.
I think.
It wasn't! The battery wasn't on it, but it still had nails in it.
My hand wasn't on the trigger.
Doesn't matter.
So I didn't see anything.
Ryan goes, do you think I could stick this in the wall from here? So he and Justin and I are sitting in downstairs by my office, and he's just firing the this industrial nail gun into the wall, trying to get him into the wall there. We have fun here. She's shooting them with a nail gun. They're stopping the nails. It's fucking Passion, Passion of the Christing them.
Oh, yeah.
And then she grabs a crowbar, and she starts fucking Jason Todding them.
Yeah.
Well, she hits not Scotty, and his hand goes this way. Like, yeah. His fingers go this way, and I'm watching. I'm like,
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
There's a lot of scenes in this movie where it doesn't kill them. It just looks like suffering. Yeah. It's just like those, like, It's that hurts more than watching someone actually cut their arm off. It's the little, ugh.
Right, right.
So Mia's brother grabs a shotgun, blows her hand off, so she has stopped shooting them with the nail gun, hitting with a crowbar, and she's like, because in Evil Dead movies, they always turn back to fuck with their loved ones.
Right.
And she's like, why are you hurting me? My face hurts. And she like lays in his lap and stuff like that. And they're so he takes Mia outside and buries her.
Is this, he goes in the basement at first, right?
He goes into the basement to get her.
And like Scotty's there, I think.
Yeah.
Well, oh, the version the Scotty character.
He shows up down there. The basement's flooded. And then Mia fucking like mamas out of the room and like starts throwing him all Bruce Campbell style into the walls and stuff like that, which is the most like slapsticky part of the movie. And then she gets whacked from behind by not Scott.
Eric.
And he knocks her out. So Eric dies.
Right.
And they recreate that exact scene too, where in the original where Ash is over Scotty as he's dying. They recreate it. Amazing.
But he's trying to give Scotty water despite the fact that Scotty's clearly dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, and we're all gonna get out of here together. Wouldn't you like that? And it's like, dude, your friend is dead. You're an idiot. You know? So yeah, they recreate that scene. He takes her outside, the tree is on fire, which
the tree just has fire shooting out of it.
It's a fucking burning bush from the Bible.
But he's in there, he's grabbing all the supplies, and you see a really nice, they do it a couple times, but a nice shot of the chainsaw.
That's
in there really nicely.
They keep lingering on that chainsaw.
They keep lingering on the chainsaw as he's grabbing the shovel and everything else he needs, because he went through the book to see, okay, how do I save Mia?
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to do everything the hard way. And at no point is Freddy's glove ever hanging.
Yeah.
In part two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he buries her, which...
Well, he dresses her in a red outfit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's going to look cool when everything's bloody later. Is
I guess
artistic choice. He puts a bag over her head, puts her in the hole, and then he's burying her. And then she comes back and she's like, why do you hate me? I'm talking about like why he wasn't there when the mother was dying and all that kind of stuff.
And this part's creepy when you see her through the plastic.
Yeah, it's really creepy. And then he buries her and he waits, and then the fire goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he digs her back up, and then he fucking Pulp Fictions her back to life with a bunch of those needles hooked up to a defibrillator, and he brings her back to life through that. And I'm like, all right, I'm with it. You know, how did this guy know how to do that, you know?
But she was actually buried, too, in real life. They actually buried her with a whole bunch of safeties involved. But I'm very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
If someone said, oh, to be in this movie, you're going to be buried alive. Nope.
Remember when we cast your face?
Oh my God, twice, because it got messed up the first time, and they also had to cast my teeth where I felt like when I was getting braces again.
Oh, that's the worst. When I got braces and they mold your teeth and the metal plate goes too far back, so you start gagging.
I never thought I had to do it again, and all of a sudden we had to cast my teeth, and I was like, what? Yeah. And then my entire face, twice.
So when you come back from being possessed, your skin clears up.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
She looked great.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, like her fucking face bubbled and exploded in the water, or in the hot water, and she's fine now.
Well, it's like The Conjuring, where the bruises disappeared on the lady at the end.
So her brother goes, she's alive, and it's like everything's gonna be great. Her brother goes back in the house to grab stuff, and then fucking not Scotty stabs him in the throat, and he dies, which is a nice thing, because you think Scotty...
Oh, he doesn't just die. He, like, blows him and the other guy up.
Blows up the house. But in the original one, you think Scotty, not this fake Scotty, is going to be the hero, and Ash is just a bumbling idiot.
And they even dress the new brother up like Ash with the blue shirt and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So instead, because I love that Ash is essentially a final girl in the original.
Yes. And they wanted that. I mean, his name was Ashley.
Yeah.
And they said that this isn't going to be like any other final girl you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it's him. And the reason why the house ends up blowing up, though, is because we missed the part. He was going to just gas down the house with gasoline then light a match, but he hears her singing their lullaby before their mom passed away. They used to sing this lullaby as a kid, and he's like, no, I'm going to save her now.
Yeah.
So her brother's dead.
Her brother's dead. She's the last one left.
She goes outside, and the necklace is there, and it's in the same skull shape.
Yeah.
And then cue Slayer, because it starts raining blood.
Yes.
And then he comes, because the whole book is like,
well,
he will come.
Tony, the sky is turning red. Power, return to power. Oh, fuck it. I'm not even going to do it. I was going to quote Slayer, raining blood, and then I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to do it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The whole book warned about the coming of him. They're like, he will come, he will come. And in my heart of hearts,
going back to our Powerpuff conversation in the beginning, and then it got the soul of a butterfly.
Remember when I said don't talk?
She wasn't talking, so I'm allowed to talk.
Can
you go back to raising your hand?
Oh.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Can I quote a song that I don't quite know the words to, but I remember that the logo...
No, you can't. You can't. I'm trying to talk. So in my heart of hearts, when I was in the theater watching this movie and they kept saying, he will come, and you see the shadow in the book, in my heart of hearts, and I knew it wasn't going to happen, I'm like, oh, I would love if it's Evil Ash from Army of Darkness, like with the skull and stuff.
Oh my God, like, that'd be amazing.
If he just showed up on Earth or something, I'm like, oh, that'd be great. And then I'm like, that's not going to happen.
No,
my favorite Evil Ashes is that and the puppet in the Ash version.
Ashley Slashley.
Oh my God.
So instead, it's the demon takes the form of her, and it ties into the whole like fighting your personal demons sort of thing.
I like
that idea and that concept. I just think like the middle of the movie, they kind of got away from it, and then it circled back to it at the end.
Well, not really, because it would essentially mean that everyone else had to go through these trials and tribulations to get her to that point where she would face her demons.
Well, that's just really mean to them.
I'm just here for the blood and gore.
It's like Cabin in the Woods, though. Everyone is a pawn in a greater scheme, you know?
And I do like when she's hiding behind the tool case and the machete's coming through. Reminds me of the Raid Redemption.
Yeah.
Where, like, the bad guys are putting the machete and they come in and, like, they have to... The one guy gets cut, but then he's got to cover the blood so they don't know he's there.
The machete to the kneecap
felt it.
Yeah, that hurt. That looked like it hurt.
It just slices, and you can just hear, like... I can imagine being in a movie theater where you just hear a girl go...
Yeah.
Yeah, and the demon, like, flips over the car onto her hand. So we get another hand being ripped the fuck off.
Which is awesome, but I love... I mean, just this whole scene. Like, when this movie came out, I understand people going, like, oh, a remake of Evil Dead. Okay, but Evil Dead 2 is a remake of Evil Dead.
It's also, like, one of the greatest films ever made.
I know, I agree.
I mean, come on.
Yes. You know, but it's also, like... And then people are like, oh, it's so lame, it's a remake. I was like... It's literally raining blood.
Yeah.
She has a chainsaw. She ripped her hand off, and she's fighting a sex organless version of herself.
Yeah.
It looks like a Cannibal Corpse album cover.
And it was pretty awesome.
You're bitching about that? She rips her fucking hand off, and then she chainsaws to the mouth of the demon.
Which was fantastic.
That looked cool, but I liked when there was like a clever way to end these movies. Like the first one, they burn the book. The second one,
the book won't burn in this
one. The book won't burn. So I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to come up with to destroy
that
the book.
Was
and
great.
Then it was just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I see it at the end.
When the demon comes out, though, it's like Carrie. She reaches down for the thing and the hand comes up and grabs her. I was like, oh, that was really cool.
Yeah. So she chainsaws it in the face.
Feast on this motherfucker into the mouth.
And then it turns into a rubber dummy for a few seconds.
Yeah.
I would have preferred it.
The shot lingers a little too long. I'm like, that is clearly just a rubber floppy.
I would have preferred if she grabbed the chainsaw and said, I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. And then the demon's like, what? And then it confuses her, so she chainsaws it.
And then the movie ends. And I think there was a deleted... Wasn't there an ending where she's like walking in the road?
But she gets picked up by a trucker.
But that's not in the movie,
right? It's not in the movie.
It was in the trailer.
Yes.
They showed like her in the trailer like walking.
They wanted Bruce Campbell to play the truck driver.
Yeah.
And then I think they tried to get Gunnar Hansen to play the truck driver, which would be kind of funny because Chainsaw and he saves Sally at the end of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre with a, you know, Black Maria.
Yeah. I love Gunnar Hansen. He's like one of the nicest guys you can meet at conventions.
They're doing Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers at the
Learning
Drive-In.
Oh,
and Leanna Quigley is in that. And Fred Olen Ray directed it. And I'm like, dude, I will pay for you to come out here so you hang out with Tony and I for the weekend.
And me.
And Crystal, to a lesser degree.
We've met. We went out and had lunch with them.
Yeah, so then
forgotten, guys.
The movie ends with the credits, and they play the original audio from the original Evil Dead.
That was great.
They labeled the stand-ins or the stunt doubles fake shemps.
Fake shemps,
which is a reference to that. And then they had to work Bruce Campbell in.
Which I didn't need.
No.
I love Bruce Campbell.
Because it's just a shot of him at the end just saying groovy.
Yeah.
And it was for like people like us, but I remember people in the theater who didn't know who Bruce Campbell is were very confused.
They're like, isn't that the waiter from Spider-Man?
Yeah. How do you not know who Bruce Campbell is?
Well, younger people who don't watch the original.
He was in Congo. He was in The Majestic.
The most you're going to get out of someone who doesn't regularly watch these types of horror films is like, I think I seen that guy in something.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bruce Campbell.
I know, it's Bruce Campbell to us.
That episode of the X-Files where he was a demon and he wanted a normal baby.
That was a good one, yeah. Yes. Yeah, and that's the movie. I think it's fine.
I liked it a lot. Watching it again, I liked it even more. I love gore. My favorite, like I said, you know, when we made Swamp Zombies 2, I wrote two scenes in for myself where I could get Bruce Campbell'd and just sprayed down with gore. And I was just, that was like my favorite day on set, was to just leave and be covered in blood. Except you and I got blasted with Justin Daniels' blood.
More blasted with blood.
And Joe LaScola didn't tell us when he was going to do it. And it got in my eye and up
my
nose.
Those were pure reaction shots too, which was great.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Because you've never seen the movie.
Because I'm a Swamp Zombies 1 purist. So when I heard they were making a sequel to Swamp Zombies 2, it'd be like remaking Evil Dead. Like, why would you do it?
It's like remaking Night of the Living Dead.
No, that would be cool. Well, not remaking it, but adding to it make it a better movie. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But Swamp Zombies 2, it's like, Swamp Zombies 1 was perfect. There's nothing you can... I heard the Blue Meanie's not even in the second one. Why even bother doing the movie at that point?
Wouldn't come do it. I asked him to, too. They're doing a new one.
People are watching this and they'd be like, are they friends?
No, he's my Facebook friend of mine, actually.
No, people watching are asking if we're friends.
No, we're not at all.
Like, I hate both of you.
You're like, I did this movie that was seen by a lot of people. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it, dude. Yeah. Whatever.
We're going to make you watch it.
One day.
I've never seen Mummy Cop or...
Mummy Cop's not a movie.
I was supposed to play
it's a web series.
I was supposed to play the mayor of Philadelphia in Mummy Cop, and then that never got
shot. No, not the mayor. You were going to be the moderator for the debate, the mayoral debate.
Was I supposed to be? Oh, I was supposed to be the mayor and Daisy Durkins.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
And then you didn't show up to Mummy Cop. You or Justin. Thanks.
Justin said, let's not go. That's the dude from Jags. And I said, aren't you the dude from Jags? And he looked at me and then just kept driving.
don't look up Jags.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I liked it. I love this series more than anything. I'm actually excited for like Die Hard Evil Dead that they're doing coming up.
Oh, yeah, they are rebooting Evil Dead again. So, I like the show. The show is really good.
The show
is
phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I do want a season 3 of that.
Season 3 ends with the Mad Max thing.
Yeah.
Where I said to you, I was like, it ends perfectly if he teamed up with the Ben Affleck Batman from the end of the Snyder
but
Cut.
But like, Evil Dead usually ends with a cliffhanger, so it's only appropriate that the finale of the whole franchise ends on a cliffhanger. I'm fine with that.
Very excited for the video game. Apparently it does have Kelly in it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it.
Ash showed up in Mortal Kombat 11. They kept hinting to it, saying he was going to be... He's in the Dead by Daylight
game. Yeah, I know that, because we played that together.
Yeah, they kept hinting that Ash was going to be in Mortal Kombat 11, then nothing ever came of it.
I love that article. I love that article where it was like...
The leprechaun?
The leprechaun keeps telling his wife that the Mortal Kombat people are going to call any day now. So that's Evil Dead 2013.
That was Evil Dead 2013.
It was fun.
If we ever do Don't Breathe, I'm going to get a turkey baster and bring that in.
So... I was thinking maybe we could do a fun skit, but I have to edit 2 videos within 24 hours and then get on a plane to South Carolina to play golf in Myrtle Beach. So we're not doing a skit. This is the end of the video. Bye.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page.